Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by Elroy.
Hoi hoi, everybody.
We're back recording. We're back recording. I haven't seen you in, what, 3 weeks? This is the third week? Yeah.
Yeah. We had a vacation time.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll congratulate you on the podcast officially now. The Simpsons Guy has officially entered old man territory and is a grandpa.
Yes, I am.
And I say that with admiration and congratulations. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. It's pretty sweet, by the way. It's pretty sweet.
I can imagine.
She was a little clone of my kid.
So lo and behold, you have become Abe Simpson.
Yes, I have. Sooner or later, I'll start shaking my hand, my fist up at the sky and complaining about the sky being blue or something else I can't control.
Nobody telling can control. Long-winded stories that go nowhere.
Yeah, that have just pointless.
Yes.
I think I'll start brushing up and throw some of those in my lectures now.
Yeah.
Just so I can perfect them.
Yep. We can only wait for the day when you don't even know they happen. That's going to be the best.
Yeah, yeah. That way the kids can think I'm losing it right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
So I can pretty much get a picture of what's going to happen later on down the road.
That sounds like fun.
You know, messing with kids is always, yes, always fun. Always
which,
fun.
Which means our vacation is ending also. That's why we talk about this.
Yeah, we've got to go back to work Monday.
This is our last episode before we go back to work.
How are you going to enjoy your last free weekend?
I've been playing as much golf as I can in the morning because I'm going to miss being on the golf course in the morning while I'm stuck at work. And now I'm relaxing, you know, travel a little bit, all that stuff. Now I'm just kind of recharging the battery, taking it easy.
Me too.
I had to register for all those meetings today. That was painful.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to do that. Don't remind me before we leave.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Just remind me before we leave so I can do that. I guess I'll have to spend the weekend with my grill.
Yes.
And my beer fridge is empty, so I need to restock it.
Yes, you do.
Just for the weekend.
You're gonna need it once once work starts. But again, we ease into it, right? We gotta wait just our stuff, and then
yeah,
and then the war begins.
Mm-hmm. But you know that going back to work also means the return of college football.
Indeed.
That
means that
NFL, hook 'em horns.
Yes.
I hope they don't suck this year like they did last year. I'm expecting not major things, but better things.
Yes. And I want good things from the Manning kid.
Yes. So. Yes. I hope he has a good senior year of high school.
Yes.
Before he joins the ranks.
Yep. Please, nothing bad happened.
Yes, no, God, no. Anyway.
All right, yeah.
That's enough nonsense. We are here to talk about the 13th episode of the 6th season of The Simpsons, titled, And Maggie Makes Three. It's going to be a Maggie-centered episode.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And this originally aired January 22nd January 22nd of 1995. I'm going to keep that in there. I'm not going to edit that out.
No, that was too good.
Yeah, it was too good. And we'll begin with our traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
Yes, so the chalkboard gag is Bart writing, "Bagman," in quotes, is not a legitimate career choice.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, there's bagmen were needed at colleges all around the country.
For many, many years.
For many, many years, but now not so much.
Yeah.
Thanks to the NIL.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's a very lucrative career. Maybe not a legitimate one, but lucrative nonetheless.
Yep.
And the couch gag, we have Homer walking through the couch, right? And the living room is seen very James Bondish, like the intro to 007. You see the gun barrel looking at Homer, but Homer turns very quickly, fires, and the screen turns red because he hit whoever was looking at him first, just like James Bond.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I wouldn't picture Homer as a Bond character type.
I wouldn't see him as that quick on the draw.
Yeah, no.
That was usually, cool nonetheless.
Yeah, that's why usually the Bonds are really svelte, you know, so they can have those cat-like reflexes.
Exactly.
Something you don't associate with Homer at all.
No, not at all.
All right, and we're going to open up this episode in a normal fashion. They're watching TV. I like the parody.
Yeah, yes, yeah. It's great.
So the announcer comes on and says, "We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat," which is an homage to?
Knight Rider, yes, which is, of course, the Hoff.
Yes. Right?
The Hoff, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, where he got his, was that his big break? I think it was.
It was one of them, the big one.
Yeah.
And he had his talking smart car kit.
Yep.
Yes, awesome car. But yes, this is, of course, in a boat. So we see the character Michael saying, "Faster, Night Boat, we got to catch those starfish poachers." So
night fishing and starfish poacher. Okay. Yeah. So Nightboat goes, "You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you."
And so Michael says, "Oh no, they're headed for land." And so the poachers ride onto the beach and they jump on motorcycles and they speed away. And Michael's ruining this and he says, "We'll never catch them now."
And then Nightboat goes, "Incorrect. Look, a canal."
"Go, Nightboat, go." So apparently this is something that gets old in that show because we cut back to The Simpsons and they're all complaining, right? Bart says, you know, "Oh, every week there's a canal." And Lisa jumps in and she says, "Or an inlet."
And right? Bart says again, "Or a fjord."
Or a fjord.
When was Nightboat ever in Norway?
I know, right? I was going to say that's not local.
Nope.
And Homer jumps in, not having, he says, "Quiet. I will not hear another word against the boat."
Really touching.
Yes, very touching.
At this point, Marge walks in. She goes, "Okay, TV off. It's family time."
And Homer, like a child, says, "Oh, but Marge, Nightboat, the crime-solving boat."
And Marge's like, "Homer, you promised one night of family time a week. Besides, that back-talking boat sets a bad example."
Bart says, "You, woman."
Proving Marge is correct.
Yes, proving Marge. Point. See, in these situations, I don't understand why Bart is not getting constantly five across the eyes.
Yeah.
With these snide comments he's making.
Well, he didn't grow up in a Mexican family.
Yeah, that's probably it right there.
So Marge turns off the TV and everybody groans and Marge goes, "All right, family time begins now." And she grabs a kitchen timer. She puts 60 minutes on it and time begins. Both Bart and Homer are yawning. Homer grabs a timer and tries to speed up the time a little bit.
Move it faster. And Marge catches him, of course, yells at him, and Homer blames Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he does.
So Lisa interjects. She goes, "Why don't we all look at the photo album?"
I love this part. So Marge is opening the photo album. And Homer is saying so many memories. "Oh, look, Nightboat." So apparently, Nightboat's in the family photo album.
Yes, the TV makes quite an appearance.
And Bart and Lisa both go, "Aw."
And Homer says, "And here's our TV next to the mirror. It looks like we have two."
And Bart and Lisa are like, "Wow, two." And Marge just jumps in. She's like, yeah, two. Let's get to the baby pictures because these zombie kids are just terrible.
Yeah, and they haven't gotten any better. They've gotten worse now thanks to their cell phones and tablets and stuff.
It's terrible.
Yep. So both Bart and Lisa go, "Aw, Mom," and Homer says, "Oh, yeah, that's exciting." They don't want to look at the baby pictures.
Yes, his own children.
Mm-hmm. So Marge goes flipping through the photo album and we see Bart naked with a cowboy hat on riding Snowball One.
Yes.
And next is Lisa sitting next to a giant castle with the little blocks that she built herself. And of course, in the next one, she's crying because Bart just smashed her castle to pieces.
Knocked it over. Mm-hmm. Like you do when you're a big brother.
Yep.
And so Marge is still looking at the album. She says, "Here's Bart sleeping. Here he is dozing. Here he is after a visit from the Sandman. Oh, here's nappy time." And because Bart's just asleep in all these pictures, right? And he says, "Oh, here's a cute one. He's all tuckered out." So Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the only time they can get him to hold still and take a picture is when he's asleep. So that makes sense.
You know, I always thought it was kind of dumb to take pictures like that, but then I've been finding myself doing that a lot
the last week. I'm sure your phone is full of pictures of your granddaughter asleep.
Yes. Yes. I've been trying to catch her awake, but it's tough to do.
Yeah,
it's tough to do.
That coming up.
So Lisa cuts in and she goes, "Why aren't there any pictures of Maggie?"
And Homer. Yeah, Maggie looks very sad. Yeah, Homer jumps in. He's like, "Well, I'm glad you asked. It's actually a very interesting story."
And both Bart and Lisa go, "Oh." They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. And so Homer says, "It all began about 2 years ago before Maggie was even born." Bart, you were Lisa's age, and Lisa, you were the age Bart was several years ago.
You can't subtract 2 years from their current age.
No, and so Bart jumps in real quick and says, "Get the camera ready." Bart, very sleepy, and he yawns. He's already bored with this. Mm-hmm. Bart's not happy.
So Homer cuts back in and goes, "Listen carefully, and my words will shape images as clear as any TV show. It was a tumultuous time for our nation. The clear beverage craze gave us all a reason to live." I never got into the clear beverage craze.
I was a kid during that, so I was all about it.
Tasted like ass.
I don't know. When you're a kid, anything with sugar tastes amazing.
I guess so. So it keeps going. "The information superhighway showed the average person what some nerd thinks about Star Trek. And the domestication of the dog continued unabated."
I love these little speeches when Homer starts the story.
He gives us all this useless information.
Yeah. What was actually going on at the time.
Mm-hmm. So we flashed to Homer at work, and he was like, "I was at my workstation when suddenly," then we hear a voice come over the PA, and then apparently it's a terrorist.
He goes,
"Attention, American workers. Your plant has been taken over by an all-star team of freelance terrorists."
And then the lights go off. The emergency lights click on, and Homer says, "Not on my shift." And he jumps into the overhead vent, and he gets into Burns' office, and the terrorists are there, and they're getting ready to kill Lenny. Mm-hmm. Lenny's been gagged, and he's tied up, right? And Burns is there, and Carl's there, too. And then Homer comes through the vent and just karate chops everybody, beats everyone up.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Simpson 10, Terrorist 8. And I didn't get that.
I don't get it still.
I guess he lost some on the way.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the hostages are now laughing. And Marge jumps in and says, "Homer, tell the story right." Right? Homer says, "Oh, all right." So
then we go to the actual story.
Of course.
Homer, and instead of Homer doing karate chops like he was in his little dream sequence there, we see him standing in front of a fan, one of the little oscillating fans.
Yep.
And he was picking his right arm and left arm up sequentially, and Lenny and Carl were both there, and they had handkerchiefs over their noses, and they were coughing. So Carl goes, "Homer, you should see a doctor. I don't think a healthy man can make that kind of smell." Again.
Homer's stench.
Yes.
It's notorious.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that moment, Smithers walks in, and he says, "Your paychecks, gentlemen." Right, when they used to give you paychecks.
Yes. By the way, you remember how they used to announce it back in school in the old days?
Yes.
What did they used to say over here?
I remember they said the Eagles landed.
Yeah.
Right? That's
it was back in the 90s at La Porter, they would say, "The Eagle has landed," still.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and they would announce that.
Mm-hmm.
All the teachers.
Yep.
So, yeah, different times.
Yeah, now everything's direct deposit.
Actually had to go cash your check.
Yes. Cash or, just deposit. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't even see it.
Yep. It's just in there, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so, Homer opens his check, and he's excited. He says, "Woohoo! This is it. With this single glorious check, I'm finally completely out of debt." And he has his calendar in his office, and he has the 18th of the month circled and says, "Out of debt here." But before that, it's... who is it? I'm forgetting the actor. It's somebody's on Jay Leno, and then he's on a different show.
Oh.
And then, who was it?
Dick Cavett? I don't know. I'm thinking of a different one.
I don't remember what it was. He's got someone there on his calendar that they're on whatever talk show during that week.
Uh-huh.
And he says, yes, with my bills paid off, I can finally quit this lousy job.
By the way, what kind of job pays you on the 18th? Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an every 2 week thing and it landed that day.
I just remember getting paid on the 1st and the 15th when I was in the Army. Mm-hmm. 18th sounds kind of odd.
Yeah, it is Mr. Burns' company.
That is true.
And so Lenny jumps in and says, but Homer, how are you going to make a living?
Homer says, don't worry about Homer, Jay. I've got a plan. A plan that'll fix you good.
I was like, hey, what did we do?
He's like, oh, sorry, I just slipped out. And he hugs them. I'll miss you. Oh, wait, would you let somebody that smells that bad hug you?
I mean, I guess they didn't have time to back away, but no.
Still, I mean, get off me.
Apparently, yeah, they were just dying with the steps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Homer walks into Mr. Burns' office.
And he starts walking around. He's like, did you hear me? I said, I quit, Monty. And since I quit, I can do anything I want.
Mr. Burns says, is that so?
Ooh, lovely desk. It would be too bad if someone, didn't use a coaster. And he puts a glass and he puts it straight on the desk.
And Burns is just, he gasps, right? He can't believe this.
And Homer keeps laughing. And such a nice, tidy office. Maybe it's time you started living like a pig. And he empties it. There's only one piece of paper in there.
Yeah. And it falls to the floor. And Mr. Burns can't even talk. He's just, he has nothing to say.
And Homer says, ooh, I hope I haven't upset you, bongo head. And he puts Mr. Burns' head under his armpit. And he starts playing it like bongo drums.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Burns says, oh, I should be resisting this. But I'm paralyzed with rage and island rhythms.
So Homer drives one of the little golf carts through the power plant. And while he's doing this, he keeps playing Mr. Burns' head.
Yeah, Carl's cheering him on. He's like, yeah, way to play the boss's head like a bongo, Homer.
And Lenny is kind of moving to the beat. He's getting a pretty good sound out of that guy.
And so we cut outside the plant and Homer tosses Mr. Burns off the golf cart. And he says, that's for employing me for 8 years. And he goes across this wooden bridge we've never seen at the plant before. And he sets it on fire. Alas, burning bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is something you don't do.
No, you do not do.
Employment, ladies and gentlemen.
You might need to go back. And it would be best if you don't crawl back.
Exactly. Like we will get to in a moment.
Uh-huh. By the way, why is he doing this? He paid him for 8 years.
Yeah.
He helped him get out of debt. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do all this?
Not only that, he paid him for basically doing nothing.
Exactly.
For 8 years.
Yeah. Talk about a cushy job. Yeah. Mm. So Homer goes, and that is that. Goodbye, mind-numbing, back-breaking labor forever. Hello, dream job in paradise. So then we switch to Homer, and there's a backdrop of blue skies, beaches, palm trees, and steel drum music. And he goes, and now the final phase of my plan. So the camera pans back, and we see that Homer is standing in front of the bowling alley. So he goes into the bowling alley. He walks up to Barney, who is not at Moe's Tavern for once. And he goes, hey, Barney, any chance you can get me a job here?
Barney says, oh, sure, Homer. I told you, my uncle owns the place. And he says, hey, Uncle Al, can Homer here have a job?
Uncle Al goes, sure.
And Homer's excited. He does his woohoo. And Al jumps in and says, Barney, you're fired.
Barney just says, okay, and he walks away.
Yeah. And so Al tells Homer, show up tomorrow, bring 3 rags. Oh, and change of pants.
And Homer's like, why?
And Al says, when it happens, you'll know.
I don't know about you, but that would discourage me from ever showing.
I'm not going there.
I'm not going there ever.
Yeah, no.
I'll find somewhere else to work. So we go back home, and Bart's like, you're a pin monkey? Wow. Finally, I don't have to be ashamed of my father's job. Apparently, being a pin monkey is more honorable than being a nuclear technician.
I guess so. Oh, Bart. Mm-hmm. And Lisa says, I think it's romantic, throwing off the shackles of the workday world and following a dream of sorts.
Marge is like, I don't know if it's such a good idea. Can we get by on a pin monkey salary?
Like how she calls it that. Uh-huh. And so Homer says, don't worry, Marge. I've come up with a perfectly balanced budget. There will be exactly enough money for you, me, Bart, and Lisa to make a few small sacrifices. And at this moment, Marge is like, and she actually like touches her wedding ring, right?
Yeah. Oof. She like spins it around to hide the diamond. And she's like, oh, right. Homer's like, from now on, we use a regular toilet paper, not that fancy quilted type.
And Bart turns around and just starts punching the wall in anger because of this.
And then he keeps going, and only one of you kids can go to college.
And both Bart and Lisa go, fine.
Because they all know that Bart ain't going to college.
Bart doesn't want to go, and Lisa's ready to go. So, yeah, that was going to work itself out.
Mm-hmm. So Homer continues his story, right? And then we see Marge dressing up in her fancy red dress.
Yeah.
With the gloves that go past her elbows.
Yep, yep, yep.
And of course, Homer's wearing a suit. Mm-hmm. And Homer goes, that night, your mother and I went out for a romantic evening to celebrate the start of our new life.
And the song of Copacabana is playing, right? Classic.
At the Copacabana.
Great song.
So the camera pans out, and we see that Marge and Homer, they were dancing. We could see they were dancing, right?
Yeah.
But now we see they're dancing inside their car while they're at the Krusty drive-thru. Krusty, what's it called? Krusty's Burgers?
Yeah.
Krusty's Burgers drive-thru.
You know,
you don't have to get put in a suit for that.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, it is pretty cool when you go somewhere nice and you dress up like that with your date and you have a good time, but then you end up eating like a greasy cheeseburger at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's what usually happens after prom, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things like
that. Whataburger!
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Homer, he's doing the voiceover again, right? So they go to Krusty Burger and followed by a stroll on the beach, and they're laying down in the sand and they're making out, they're kissing, and they're just talking to each other. Marge, Homer, Marge.
Then Homer goes, I've got sand in my underpants.
And Marge says, me too. Let's go home.
And they get up to leave. But Homer runs back, gets on his knees, scoops more sand down his pants, and then he leaves.
For some reason. It's not like it was Gold Bond or something.
No.
Pleasant.
No. Sand.
Sand.
There's a reason why I don't like going to the beach now. After a year in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That sand, I can do without it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that whole, you know, you see it in movies all the time. That whole, like, laying on the beach and making out, horribly overrated experience.
Yes.
It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah. It doesn't smell good.
Nah.
There are shells in there that are digging at your back or
knee.
There's
sand everywhere. Mm-hmm. Nah.
You have to spend extra time in the shower getting all that sand out.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. No. Thank you. Mm-mm. And so we cut back to Simpson's house, and Homer is carrying Marge inside, right? And he's like removing his shoes and his jacket and everything without putting her down. He's switching arms. Uh-huh. I'm very surprised that Homer can actually do that.
Mm-hmm. She goes, "I love you, Marge."
She says, "I love you too, homie."
And then he goes, "Everything in our life is finally perfectly balanced. I hope things stay exactly like this forever."
And Marge says, mm-hmm. And then we get to a classic scene.
And seconds later.
Yes, it says seconds later on the screen, uh-huh. Right when this happens. And we see a scene of little Homer heads with sperm tails floating around, bumping into each other, going, don't. One finally makes it into the egg and says, woohoo! That is such a great scene.
Yes, I may use this when I teach human development.
It's so funny.
And then Marge's like, well, because because when we pan back out into the present time, we see Homer kind of like swimming.
Yeah, he's like making the motion of it. Uh-huh. It's so weird.
With his head and his arms flailing. And Marge's like, did you have to be so graphic?
And Homer says, it's okay, Marge. They paved the way for this kind of filth in school.
Lisa goes, so Dad, were you excited that Mom was pregnant?
And so Homer says, actually, your mother hadn't told me at the time. I had no idea Maggie even existed. And he was about to sit on the couch, and Maggie's right there. And just then, Marge grabs her out of the way. Right? Bart is yelling at him,
Dad!
And he just says, oh, hi, Maggie. Taps her on the
head. He almost smushed her.
Yeah.
So Homer continues his story. She goes, so anywho, back then, there was no way for me to know your mother was even pregnant.
And so we have some flashback scenes here. We see Homer walk to the bathroom and Marge just bolts past them. You just hear her start throwing up. And Homer complains, says, Marge, you tie up the bathroom every morning. I've got to wash my hair. Should only take him about 5 seconds.
Exactly. It's maybe 5 seconds longer than me, but you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Homer continues. The next few weeks at my dream job were like a wonderful waking coma.
And so we see this cool little montage of Homer getting the bowling alley ready. And he's actually doing a good job because he wants to work. Uh-huh. He turns all the bowling balls so they're facing the same way. Everything's nice and shiny. Right?
Everybody recognizes him and they go, hey, Homer.
Yeah, everybody's happy to see him. You see him spraying the shoes and he sniffs them. Bowling shoes, but he says bowling fresh.
Uh-huh.
And he's dancing in the bathroom, throwing urinal cakes, takes a big sniff and says, urinal fresh. And then he does your routine every morning, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Which is, he sticks his head into the ball shiner. And it comes out like a mirror.
Do you bowl?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I haven't seen one in a while, but I have seen them before.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is a thing.
Okay.
So, yes, I've made many a joke about the Simpsons guy.
My shiny head, yes. This is when Al comes in and he goes, Homer, did you polish your head in the shine old ballo?
He's like, nope.
So Al's checking his reflection in Homer's forehead. He goes, okay then. And he walks away.
And so Homer keeps telling the story. He says, I slowly learned the intricate mysteries of the alley. Like where the pin goes when they're knocked down. And so we see an old character here.
Jacques.
Yes, remember from Marge's Almost Affair.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's bowling. He throws a strike. And then we find out what happens to the pins. They all get discarded, right, in this little chute.
Uh-huh.
And then incoming to the bowling alley are full-size tree logs, which they grind down to one bowling pin each.
Talk about a waste.
Yeah. Then they paint it, gloss it, and then one dude paints the stripe on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a scientist there inspecting it.
Yep.
And then that's how you get that. So what a horrible waste.
I can see why bowling alleys lose a lot of money. If this is true.
Yeah, if that was the case.
So Homer keeps going. I was in heaven. If horse racing is the sport of kings, then surely bowling is a very good sport as well.
And everybody's thanking Homer. There's three different bowlers. They're telling him he's doing a great job and saying thank you. And he's the best.
Mm-hmm. So Homer goes, I'm going to make it after all. He sang it.
So,
he tosses the bowling ball, and what does it do? It breaks through the bowling alley floor.
Gravity takes over, and it goes right through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So then we cut to Marge, right? And she is with Dr. Hibbett. And he has a different haircut. He's got like that
Arsenio Hall
like
thing going.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he says, congratulations, Mrs. Simpson. You're pregnant.
Marge goes,
am I to take it that this is an unwanted pregnancy?
And Marge's like, oh, no, not exactly. It's just that I haven't told Homer yet. And with his new job, I don't know if we're going to be able to afford this.
And Dr. Herbert says, well, you know, a healthy baby can bring upwards of $60,000.
What?
Well, of course, that was just a test. If he had reacted differently, he'd be in jail right now. Simply a test.
We forget that Dr. Herbert is an evil Republican.
He's shady.
They always frame the Republicans here as evil.
Yes.
And the Democrats as inept.
Inept, yeah.
Yeah. So Marge breaks the news to her, the kids, right? And she goes, so in a few months, both of you will have a brand new brother or sister.
And Marge says, been there, done that.
And Lisa goes, I hope it's a girl.
So Bart says, you know nothing about genetics, Lise. He goes, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Lisa's like, you're worried about telling Dad, aren't you, Mom?
And Bart says, why would you say that?
Well, you've been in our room for about 4 hours now.
And she says, hey, I'm just hanging. And Marge, like, is peeking around the room as she's getting up.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell that she's already showing, too. So yeah. She must be really trying to avoid Homer.
And, of course, Homer's really clueless, right?
Yeah.
That night, before bed, Marge decides she needs to tell Homer.
Yes, so she walks into the room, and Homer's kneeled down beside the bed.
Mm.
And she says, Homie, I...
And Homer says, can't talk praying. Dear Lord, the gods have been good to me, and I am thankful. The gods, you're praying to God and thanking the gods. For the rest of my, for the first time in my life, everything is absolutely perfect, just the way it is.
Here, Martin.
So here's the deal. You freeze everything as it is. I won't ask for anything more. If that's okay, please give me absolutely no sign. Okay, deal. In gratitude, I present you this offering of cookies and milk. If you want me to eat them for you, please give me no sign. That will be done. And he starts to eat. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you milk cookies like he's Santa Claus.
Yep.
But yeah, the gods and...
You're praying to God. Dear Lord, thank the gods. He's a bit of a pagan, isn't he?
So Marge, I guess, doesn't say anything. Marge doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut to the kitchen the next day. Marge is sitting there with the gruesome twosome, Patty and Selma. And they're smoking cigarettes in the kitchen inside. Marge is coughing and they're just making noises at her stomach like goochie goochie goo and all that kind of stuff.
And then we see the stomach cough too.
Yeah.
So Marge goes, I got to tell Homer about this baby in just the right way and at just the right time. Until then, please keep this to yourself.
And then Patty says, oh, if you found out now, we would probably destroy him, huh?
Marge goes, oh, yes.
And Pat and Selma both look at each other and go, gotta go.
And Marge's like, wait a minute. Wait, I know that look. Now promise you won't tell Homer.
So Selma says, oh, we promise we won't tell Homer. And so we cut to them opening a phone book. And Patty dials the phone. He's like, hello, is this A. Aronson? It might interest you to know that Marge Simpson is pregnant again. And then we like have a little time lapse.
Uh-huh.
And we see Patty. And she's on the phone. She says, just thought you'd like to know, Mr. Zukowski. And she hangs up the phone and she sighs.
By the way, when I saw this, like they called everybody in the phone book?
You know what? This is a good little trick of the, you know, the episode here.
Yeah, the time lapse.
Yeah, and everything. So she says, there. Aronson and Zukowski are the two biggest gossips in town. In an hour, everyone will know. Now, I do have a problem with this joke.
What's that?
I don't think that's accurate.
Why is that?
Because Lovejoy's wife is the biggest gossiper.
That is true.
And there is no mention of her at all.
No. And they do go to their church.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they're trying to avoid Marge finding out it was them.
Exactly. Yeah. That might be it. So Homer walks out of the bowling alley and he's feeling really good, right? Ah, another perfect day in my perfect life with my perfect job.
And so Wiggum drives by and he says, hey, just heard the news over the squawk box. That's nice work, Homer.
And Homer goes, thank you. Thank you very much. It is nice work.
And then Abu sees him and says, "Oh, Mr. Simpson, I have just heard about the little bundle of joy. Congratulations, sir."
Homer goes, "It's true. The bundle is little, but I'm not in it for the money."
And then Mo just says, "Hey, Homer, way to get Marge pregnant."
And Homer goes, "This is getting very abstract, but thank you. I do enjoy working at the bowling alley."
Oh my goodness, Homer. And so we cut back to the Simpsons house, and Marge walks through the front door, and we see that everybody is inside, and they yell, "Surprise, baby shower!"
And Marge's like, "Baby shower? You know I haven't told Homer yet. He'll be home any minute."
And Patty and Sam go, "Oh, really?" Very excited.
Uh-huh.
So the door at that moment opens, and it's just the wind blowing the door open. So Marge is like, "Phew." Just then, Homer comes in.
He barges in. "Hey, it's me. It's hell out here." So then he notices everybody standing around. He's like, "Hey, wait a minute. What are all these presents? It looks like you're showering Marge with gifts. With little tiny baby-sized gifts. Well, I'll be in the tub." And he walks up the stairs.
And just then, Maude says, "By the way, congratulations on your new job, Homer."
So Homer stops dead in his tracks. New job? Marge is pregnant! And he pulls out the rest of his hair. He goes, "No!" And he runs up the stairs screaming, and he slams the bedroom door shut.
And so we cut to the present. And Bart's there, "Wow, Dad. You really threw a tantrum like a little sissy girl."
And Homer goes, "Oh, just that one time."
I like how Bart called him out, though.
Yeah.
So, Bart totally, he deserved it.
Uh-huh. And Marge cuts in. He's like, "Actually, when I was about to have Bart."
And then we see Homer with a full head of hair saying, "You're pregnant." He pulls out some of his hair and he screams and he runs up the stairs.
And then we go back to the present. And then when I told him about Lisa.
And he's got a little bit of hair. He pulls the rest out and he goes, "You're pregnant again." And he runs up the stairs yelling.
You can't take this news well.
Yeah. So Homer says, "Well, who wouldn't be upset? That new baby in your mother's womb was a ticking time bomb threatening to blow this family eight ways from Sunday."
At this point, we see that Bart and Lisa are trying to walk away.
Yeah, and Homer's like, "Hey, where are you going?"
And then Bart's like, "Dad, you can't expect a person to sit for 30 minutes straight."
And he says, "I'm going to go get a snack or maybe go to the bathroom."
Marge says, "I'll stay here, but I'm going to think about products that I might like to purchase." Oh, so she closes her eyes like, ooh, I don't have that.
Oh, Marge and her quirks, man.
Once again, proving Marge is a big square.
She's such a square.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut to the back to when Homer found out. And he's there in bed with Marge and he says, "Oh, you're pregnant. We're going to have to have a baby. All our financial plans are ruined. We're doomed. Doomed, I tells you." And his head explodes, right?
And then we come back to the present. And Bart, let your father tell the story.
Homer's like, "Yeah." And Bart says, "Okay, but I know funny." So Homer starts again.
Anywho, when you go back to the past, and we see Homer, "We're doomed."
And Marge says, "Homer, you had a head," because he doesn't have a head in the scene.
He's like, "Oh, check." And then his head magically pops up, right?
"And your bottom was a little bigger."
Oh.
And so his stomach grows out a little bit. Uh-huh. That's some cool animation.
Yes, it is.
That was neat. And so Marge says, "You've worked hard at the bowling alley. Why don't you ask for a raise?"
So Homer goes, "Yeah, a raise. I've never been good enough at any job to deserve one before, but I'm damn good at this one. That's it. I'm going to march right up to Al and say, Al, I think I deserve a raise."
What a horrible way to start your day.
Exactly, yes.
"Steve!"
Who the hell is Steve?
I know. Mm-hmm. And so Al says, "Oh, you're a hard worker, Homer, you know, and I'd like to give you a raise, but the alley ain't doing, you know, just ain't doing enough business to pay that kind of money."
So Homer goes, "How about if I triple business? Then could I get a raise?"
And Al says, "Well, yeah, but..." And Homer just puts his finger over his mouth like, "Shh." They could be quiet.
So then we see him reading a textbook about advanced marketing.
Yes, he's wearing glasses.
Yes. Then we see a shot of the garbage can, and the advanced marketing book is in the garbage, and we see Homer reading basic marketing. Mm-hmm. And then we see a shot of the garbage can, and both books are in there, and we see Homer reading the dictionary, and he's looking up the definition of the word marketing.
Yeah. You have to go all the way back to the start for that one. Such a good little montage.
Yep. So we see Homer staring at the bowling alley for a while, and he's looking up the word marketing. Then he's staring back at the bowling alley. Then he leaps up. He's like, of course. He's got a great idea. So next thing we know, see him standing in front of the bowling alley, firing a shotgun into the air, screaming at people all around him.
Bowling here, bowling, come bowling here.
All the while he's spraying the air with shotgun fire.
I'm very surprised that they haven't removed this.
Yeah.
In light of the recent events.
All the gun violence and all that.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. But it's so funny. It's so out there. It's just so crazy.
The fact that Homer thought this was a good idea.
I know, just firing a gun into, the air outside.
And then expecting people to rush toward the weapon firing.
And so Lisa jumps in and says, Mom, make Dad tell the story right.
And Bart's like, that's what really happened.
He says, oh. And so we see Homer walking all sad and dejected in the bowling alley. And his voiceover says, my marketing plan attracted a record number of police and fire officials, but few stayed to bowl. I'd failed. Quitting my dream job was the hardest thing I'd ever done.
So Al goes, you did a great job, Homer. I'm really going to miss you. The place has never been cleaner, and the way you kept the young people up. Woo! That was beautiful. And a bunch of the bowlers around him are all like, yeah, that's great. That's right.
Yeah.
And Aniki goes, anyway, we all pitched in, and we got you this little going away thing.
Yes.
And he hands him a bowling jacket.
Yeah. And it says, sorry you had to split.
Yes. In
the
back.
Very nice pun. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's one of my favorite things to wear, those bowling type shirts.
Oh.
But my wife doesn't like them.
No. Is it too Charlie Sheen and Two and a Half Men?
I guess. I don't know. But I love wearing those things. So I'd like to wear Hawaiian shirts and those bowling shirts. But my wife don't let me.
My dad's kind of an aficionado for the bowling shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what my wife doesn't know is I found a website that's got really cool bowling shirts. So that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
She can be upset with me after I get them.
And so Homer's going away, and he's kind of crying. He's like, this was the happiest time of my life. I'll never forget you guys, especially you, Joey.
So Joey's this little kid. He's the shoeshine kid, right?
Dressed like he's in the Great Depression.
Uh-huh. He's got his little hat on and everything. He's like, see you around, Mr. Homer.
Don't worry, Joey. We'll make it to California someday.
Sure we will, Mr. Homer. Sure we will. Apparently he's got...
Very Grapes of Wrath. Yeah. He's not going to make it to California. Mm-mm. And so the bowlers are telling him how sad they are that Homer's not going to be there. Right? And as he's exiting the building, you can hear, boy, this is depressing. Hey, I know what cheers up. Bowling! And you hear the pins go down, everybody cheers. So, yeah, they forgot about it real quick.
So, Homer listens to the sound of the bowling alley one last time before he walks away. And he continues his inner monologue. I needed more money to support my growing family. And there was only one place in town that a man like me could make it. So, the camera pans over to the power plant. And we see Homer walking slowly toward it. And as he's getting there, it starts to rain. The guards, the gate goes, uh-oh, acid rain again. And as he puts on his gas mask, Homer's bowling jacket
dissolves, disintegrates in the acid rain and melts off.
Yeah. So then Homer walks in to the power plant. He walks up to the desk of the receptionist. There's a big portrait of Mr. Burns in the back, right? And the woman's like, yes, are you a new applicant?
And Homer says, actually, I quit and I came to get my job back.
The woman just goes, through there. She points at a little doggy door.
It says supplicants, right?
Uh-huh. Not applicants, supplicants, yeah. Right?
Supplicants.
Uh-huh. So next thing we know, we see Homer get on his hands and knees and crawl through the doggy door, and I guess it's a long tunnel, all the way to Mr. Burns' office. As he emerges from the tunnel, he's like coughing up all the dust that he's inhaled from the tunnel.
And he is at the feet of
Mr. Burns.
Who says, so, come crawling back, eh?
And Homer goes, seems like the classy thing to do would be not to call attention to it. But, you know, Mr. Burns is all about vengeance. No. He's all about vengeance.
And so Smithers and Burns, they take him to his workstation.
Homer goes, thanks for giving me my old job back.
And Burns says, I'm afraid it's not that simple. As punishment for your desertion, it's company policy to give you the plague.
And Smithers goes, sir, that's the plaque.
Ah, yes. The special demotivational plaque to break what's left of your spirit. Because you see, you're here.
And we see Mr. Smithers kind of like screwing in this plaque that says, don't forget, you're here forever. Burns. Right in front of his workstation.
Burns reads it to him. Don't forget, you're here forever.
Man.
Evil Mr. Burns.
It's just got to bring you so down.
But you know what? Mm. Homer had it coming.
Yeah.
In this case, we're burning his bridges and he still gave you your job back.
Yeah, you played his head like a bongo drum.
Yeah, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You're lucky he didn't have you killed.
Yeah. So Homer goes, oh, I've never been so miserable in all my life. But I can't take it out on Marge and the kids. I've got to carry the burden all by myself. And he walks back into his house like, hi, honey, how are you?
And Marge says, well, actually.
Oh, I can't go on with this charade any longer. I hate my job. I hate my life. And ever since I found out about this baby, there's been nothing but bad luck.
And Marge says, my contraction started an hour ago.
It's just in one ear and out the other with you, isn't it, Marge?
Oh, horrible person. So I love this scene right here because we cut to the hospital and we're in the, I guess, like, what do they call it?
The maternity ward?
Maternity ward, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mary Quimby is there. Holding a newborn child in his arms. There's a young woman there resting. And he says, this is incredible. It's God's most wondrous miracle.
And the nurse walks up to him. He's like, sir, I think your wife wants to hold the baby.
And he says, my wife? Where? Where? And he gives the baby to the doctor and he runs off.
So the doctor goes, congratulations, it's a boy. And he takes a picture. Because, but he was standing next to Captain McAllister, right?
So Captain McAllister's holding the baby like a fish, right by the feet. And he's like, you're truly the catch of the day. Take a fishing photo. That was a good touch. Dude.
Yes, it was. And then we see Homer, who is very not excited, right?
Cool.
Yeah, he's like, it's wonderful. It's magical. Oh, boy, here it comes. Another mouth.
So Dr. Hibbert says, one more push should do it.
Marvelous.
And then the baby cries, right? Uh-huh. Dr. Hibbert says, congratulations, Mr. Simpson. You have a beautiful, healthy baby.
And then Homer goes, okay. He makes a thumbs up sign. Mm-hmm. And just when he does that, Maggie, the little baby Maggie, grabs his thumb with her tiny hand. Mm-hmm. And Homer goes, huh?
Yes, and Marge is looking. She says, I think someone's trying to say hello.
So then Homer goes, hello. Ah, it's a boy. And what a boy.
And Dr. Hibbert jumps and says, that's the umbilical cord. It's a girl. That's such a good joke.
Oh, God. So Homer goes, a girl. Oh, Marge, we have a wonderful baby girl. Not just a girl. The most beautiful baby girl in the whole world.
Marge is there tired, sighing, right? Mm-hmm.
So he goes, come on, Marge, show a little enthusiasm.
So they kiss, right? And Maggie's trying to kiss them, but she's not getting one. So she grabs a pacifier, and so begins that saga as well.
Yes. The origin story.
Yes.
So Lisa goes, so you loved her right from the start?
And Homer's tickling Maggie, and he says, absolutely.
Then Bart goes, then why no pictures?
And Homer says, oh, there's pictures. I keep them where I need the most cheering up. And so we get to this classic scene, right, of The Simpsons. We find out what happens to all of Maggie's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They are posted up on Homer's demotivational plaque, right? And so instead of saying, don't forget, you're here forever, it says, do it for her.
Yep. And we end the episode with this.
Yeah.
It's a very nice little touch at the end.
It is. That's a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yes. By the way, that the whole thing when they grab and the baby grabs you, it's a thing. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Even though it's just a reflex for them, the little rooting reflex.
Yeah.
Still, it gets you. It gets you.
It does. It gets you. And you know, but to be fair, here in the Simpsons lore, I think that's one of those further proves how smart Maggie is right out of the womb.
Yes.
That she could already notice that Homer was like, nah.
Not too interested.
Yeah.
So, once again, I think that Maggie is the smartest Simpson.
Yes.
Even smarter than Lisa.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about this episode here?
This one's classic. This is, this one's a five all day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the couch gag, the chalkboard gag, the Bagman joke.
Yeah.
Of course, the whole origin story of Maggie.
And her pacifier.
Yeah. I love it. I love that you get more insight into Lisa's birth and Bart's birth also.
The death of Homer's hair.
Yeah.
Dr. Hibbert. Human smuggler. Human trafficker.
Goodness.
He's a trafficker? Or what would that be?
Yeah, that would be a trafficker.
Yeah. Yep. Damn.
That's why they put those things on babies now. Like those bags from the bank. They put the ink stuff on.
For what? Ink? Yeah. Like on the feet?
They put like a little ink bomb on the babies. If you take them past a certain point in the hospital, it'll go off because people try to steal them.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Damn. I need to pay more attention to stuff like that. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, they put little, things like that. So
I've heard about them getting switched at birth.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's people that actually scope out maternity wards and want to steal babies.
A lot of sick people out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. This is a five donut episode for me. It's just, it gets you right in the fields. Mm-hmm. Homer is truly happy at his new job. He's found bliss for once in his life, but he's willing to give it up. To provide for his family.
Of course, to be a dad. Because in his nature, even though he's not always great at it, he does have that dad instinct when it comes to the kids.
Uh-huh. And being a dad is kind of a thankless job sometimes. For Mother's Day, it's always, hey mom, where do you want to go for lunch? Father's Day, hey dad, what are you cooking?
Right?
Like, why don't you take me out too?
Right.
Little bastards. Oh, well, we're used to it. Mm-hmm. Would you like to mention anything else before we sign off?
I do love the Knight Rider parody.
Oh, God, yes.
It's just a good way to start the episode.
Mm-hmm. A fjord!
Well, yeah, there's a lot of the little jokes in here are great. Quimby's illegitimate children.
Where? We always know he's really shady and he's always surrounded by women. Yep. That's why they portray him as a Kennedy.
It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just a solid episode, And I'm always a fan of the ones that get real deep into the lore.
Yeah, where you learn something a little extra about their history before the show began.
I always love how Dr. Hibbert's hair has evolved over time.
Yeah.
Because remember, we went from seeing it with afros before.
Afros, and we went to that little high top today.
Yep.
cornrows. We've seen him in cornrows, or we will see him. And then does he do, I don't remember if he does Jerry curls.
I don't remember if he does that. I don't remember if he does dreadlocks. I don't remember, but yeah. Of course, the many hairstyles of Dr. Hibbert.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Dr. Nick in a while.
No, we haven't. But we will see Fink in the next episode for a
little
while.
Yes, we will. Professor Fink.
I will say right now, I am very much looking forward to the next episode. That is one of my all-time favorites.
All right, so we got something to look forward to for next week. Yep. All right. Don't forget to give our official show Instagram page a follow. That's official_Homer's_donuts. Send us a DM. Is there anything we could do to make this show better? Send us your suggestions there. I have been slacking the last month or two, but I've been busy getting ready to be a grandpa and being a grandpa. But since we're going back to work, I will use some of the work time.
Get back in the routine soon yep. enough.
Yeah. To get back into the meme-making business. Anything else before we sign off?
No, just remember, follow us on Spotify. Give us some reviews. Give us some likes on Apple Music, whatever you're using.
Yeah, The reviews really help.
Yes.
The 5-star reviews really help.
Please.
It just makes it easier for people to find the show, and it helps us out. And if we can do that, we might be able to provide an even better quality show for you. And until next week, au revoir, suckers.